And now Springbok Radio invites you to sit back, put your feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Polo Briefcase and Brolly Brigade.
The bed's up to Denny Street.
Once more, our story takes us to that hive of industry, the General Assistance Department in Whitehall, where we find Executive Roland Lennox Brown and Richard Lamb studying problems of aerodynamics.
Well, I'm quite sure this one has the greatest flight potential, number one.
Well, possibly, but range and speed aren't everything. One also looks for style and elegance, and that's why I favor this one.
Well, that's certainly a remarkable wingspan.
Yeah, but look at the shape of the tail. That's got great possibilities.
I say. Just a minute, number one.
What is it?
I think she's going to lay an egg.
My word, I believe you're right. Well, I said she had great possibilities, didn't I?
Well done, Cleopatra. I say, we mustn't let the permanent undersecretary see this. You saw that memo he sent round last week.
Saying pigeons on the window sills were a pest? Yes, I read it.
Yes, he said we must take appropriate action.
I did. I tore up the memo and threw it out of the window.
Presenting a 20th century answer to colds. Antibicep, the oral cold vaccine. Put your family on a 3-day protective course of antibiosan before colds attack. A complete 3-day antibiosan course helps give long-lasting protection from colds. And the good news is that there's a special children's antibiosan course too. Antibiosan, the force against colds.
Important news on home loans. The Perm reporting. If you've been planning to buy, build, or improve your home, do it now. The time is ripe, and the Perm has the money for you. The signs are clear. Buy now. Tomorrow it will cost you more. So if you plan to buy, build, or improve your home, come to where the money is. Come to the leaders in home finance. Come to the Perm.
Actually, the birds collected the pieces of Sir Gregory's meme and used it to line their nest.
Well, now we know why they built it. And they seem jolly proud of that egg.
And so am I, number two. Nice to think they picked our windowsill to start a family. In fact, I think this calls for a little celebration.
Yes, I'll get the brandy from the first aid cupboard.
Oh, good. Oh, and bring a biscuit or something, will you? Must let the pigeons join the party. And besides, you've got to build your strength up, Cleopatra, haven't you? And you take good care of it, Antony, will you? I see. Yes, you're looking very pleased with yourself, cheeky young devil.
Here we are, number one. Brandy and biscuit.
Oh, thank you. Now, we'll break the biscuit in half and dip it in the brandy. So. And now, crumble the biscuit on the windowsill. So. There we are. That's better than you get in Trafalgar Square, isn't it, eh? Ooh, look, my word, they like it, don't they? Ah, well, cheers, number two.
Cheers. And let's hope Sir Gregory never finds out. He really hates these pigeons, you know.
And talk of the devil, there he is now. Look, you see him down there? Just coming up the steps from the street. Look at him.
Oh, yes. And look, he stopped to talk to Lord Stilton.
Hello, Antony's getting restless. Looks as though he's going to take off.
Yes. There he goes. I wonder if... Oh, I hope he doesn't. Antony, don't!
Too late. I'm afraid he has.
Well, perhaps Sir Gregory will move.
I'm afraid he hasn't.
It's amazing how birds know their enemies.
Very intelligent creatures. Look, get your head in number two. Sir Gregory's looking up here. Get your head.
Antony, you're a very bad bird. Yes, you are. We all feel like that about Sir Gregory, but we keep our opinions to ourselves.
I don't think Anthony cares. He's gobbling up some more of that biscuit. Look at him.
Yes, and I'm not sure alcohol's good for him. He ought to be staying sober now that he has responsibilities as a parent.
Nonsense number two. Look, he's taking off again. Lucky Sir Gregory's gone indoors.
What did I tell you? He's definitely a bit unsteady.
Well, you know Sir Gregory. He's probably been to his club. Got a bit overtired, I dare say.
Well, not Sir Gregory, the pigeon. Look, instead of his usual graceful glide, he's lurching drunkenly across the sky.
Oh, glory. He won't come to any harm, will he?
Well, I'm afraid he might. He's faltering a bit. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, he's gone into a nosedive.
What? Oh, you're right. He looks completely out of control.
He's plummeting down in the middle of Whitehall.
I can't look, number two. What's happening?
Oh, dear.
What was it?
A 10-ton truck on its way to Dover.
Ran him over?
No, he landed on top of it. And by the time he sobers up, he'll be in Paris.
Oh, poor chap. Poor chap. We can't see him again.
I wonder if he speaks pigeon French.
I'll never forgive myself, number two. Brandy, please, give him the brandy. Oh, dear. Oh, really? Poor Cleopatra.
Did she see, do you think?
I don't think she took it in. She's looking a bit bottled herself.
Nearly a single-parent family on our windowsill. We shall have to rally round, number two.
You mean Cleopatra's lost her boyfriend, Mr. Lamb?
Her husband, Mildred.
Oh, how did it happen?
Well, you could say he went into a sudden decline. And Mr. Lennox Brown and I feel responsible.
The trouble is, you see, he's gone just when she's rearing her first egg, which is awkward, as she needs to be brought food.
Yes, she hasn't a mate to share the job of sitting on the egg, you see.
And that's where we thought you might help, Mildred.
Dear, I could never squat on that sill. Besides, I'm terrified of heights.
No, Mildred, we don't want you to sit on the nest. We hoped you might help with the feeding.
According to this bird book we bought, the best diet is millet and cod liver oil.
That's right. So we'd like you to go out and buy some of both. Take the money from the petty cash. It's government work.
And then you can make up some little paste balls from the millet and oil, and we'll keep a supply on my desk, all right?
Right here, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Mr. Lamb and I will be responsible for actually giving the bird food and water, but... We must all protect Cleopatra from her natural enemies.
Excuse me, I wonder if I might come in for a... What's his name?
Oh, yes, well, if you must, Mr. Crawley.
A chat.
Oh.
What's going on?
Well, we've got a pigeon out on the windowsill, Mr. Crawley. Cleopatra. And she's laid an egg.
And I was just saying we have to help protect her from her natural enemies, namely Sir Gregory Pitkin and the caretaker's cat.
Ah, yes, that vicious creature with the mangy head and wicked what's-his-name. Eyes.
Quite. And the cat's almost as bad.
Now, you all... you all know Sir Gregory has told us to sweep the pigeons off the sills. Now, I don't want to encourage disobedience, but it was clearly established at Nuremberg that... where an order goes against common humanity, there is only one answer.
Push Sir Gregory out of the window?
Well, nothing quite so drastic, unfortunately. But when he turns up, he must be detained in the outer office as long as possible, while whoever's in here carries out Operation Screw-Up.
Operation what's his name?
Operation Screw-Up. Now, Mr. Lamb has found it on an enormous notice board you see over there. Now, while Sir Gregory's held in the outer office, it is to be screwed in place over here. And it will completely cover the small window where Cleopatra is sitting. See?
But it will cut off the... what's his name? The light. Won't Sir Gregory notice?
Well, let's hope not. Luckily, Sir Gregory's been in public service for many years, so he's not quite as bright as a normal person. And there are other windows, of course.
And remember, if Sir Gregory ever sees that nest, it'll be curtains for Cleopatra and the rest of us on the carpet.
I've done some more paste balls for the pigeon, Mr. Lennox Brown. Shall I put them on your desk with the other?
Oh, yes, thank you, really.
Right here, then.
Well, I hope this cod liver oil and millet is the right thing.
It looks pretty nasty, but Cleopatra seems to like it. She's about due for her midday feed, isn't she? Hello, Cleopatra.
Ah, there you are. Nice lunch for you.
Do you think she looks a little bit tired, number one?
Well, you may be right. Fretting a bit too, I shouldn't wonder. Well, come on, eat up your dinner, Cleopatra, and then you can have a nice sleep. Good, yes. Oh, yes, plenty of food left for later. Put it back on the desk, would you?
Here, watch out. I can hear Sir Gregory talking in the passage. I think he's coming in.
Oh, Glory, thank you, Mildred. No, keep him out there as long as you can.
Right on, sir.
This is it, number two. The big one. Operation, whatever it is.
We're ready, number one. The window's shut. You take that end of the notice board.
Right, got it, right. Ready. Up, lift.
Over here.
Right.
Both ends up. There we are. Now, covers up the whole window space.
Ah, Sir Gregory, what a pleasant surprise. Not just your well, Sir Gregory, and Lady Pitkin.
Stop prattling, man.
Has she really? Well, let's hope it doesn't last. Yes.
I want to know how you're getting on with that RAF recruiting campaign.
Oh, tremendously well, Sir Gregory. I can honestly say we've almost started.
Oh, that's good.
What?
The fact is, Sir Gregory, we're a bit held up for a slogan. Something punchy to launch the thing.
Just a moment. What are these disgusting objects on your desk? Little balls of some kind of horrid paste.
I'm glad you asked that, Sir Gregory. They are, in fact, little balls of some kind of horrid paste.
What sort of paste and why are they here?
Why are they here? Well, what happened?
They're lozenges, Sir Gregory.
Yes, that's right. They're lozenges. And Lam and I have had some trouble with our throat, haven't we, number two?
Oh, yes, we certainly have.
Well, you poor fellow, Lam. You better have one now.
Why? No, thank you, sir. I just had one.
We'll have another. We want you fully fit.
No. Really, I...
Take it, Lam.
Oh. Thank you.
Now, that should get him going.
Any likeness, Sir Gregory.
I don't want any sickness or slacking in here. These RAF jobs are urgent. Say, get on with them.
Oh, this stuff is disgusting. Oh, Patrick can't really enjoy it, can't she?
Well, I expect it's different for birds. Look, quick, get this notice board down and see how she is. Business might have frightened her.
It certainly frightened me. Well, have you got your end, number one?
All right. Lift together. Up again.
To you.
Yeah, look out. You've got it caught on the... That's better. There we are. Now, open the window.
Hello, Cleopatra. You all right? She looks a bit excited, number one.
Yes, and there's something different about the way she's sitting.
Why, Joe, number two, can you see what I see?
It isn't.
It can't be. But it is. Another egg to win.
The mild sensation. That's Benson and Hedges' special mild. Introduced August 1977. Since then, sales have doubled and redoubled in one of the most dramatically successful cigarette launches in recent times. Smokers everywhere are moving to mildness, yet staying with taste. Enjoying the mild sensation of Benson and Hedges' Special Mild.
I could swear it from my Oma. To say sick was yet I can help you at to do me. They've only used yet me. My mama is for all Lucas aid for here. In 2 days of May.
Auntie, bring me up one. Oma for now. That won't just
Toe het ek sommer geweet dat wil baie beter.
Lucozade is ryk aan energiegewende glucose wat vinnig en maklik werk. En dit gee jou gestel net wat het nodig het om vinnig te herstel. As siekte die een wat jy lief het verswak, bou Lucozade krag op wat help met herstel. MUZIEK
I'm getting really worried about them, too.
Well, this is a tricky time with the what's-his-name's about to hatch. The eggs. I suppose they're just acting like expected fathers.
Well, it's worse for Mr. Lamb, of course.
Oh.
He'll be an unmarried father. Oh. I'll be glad when things get back to normal. Every time I go in there, Mr. Lamb stood with his head stuck right out of that window.
Oh, I know. The people opposite must think our building has got a new what's name, a gargoyle.
You know, I haven't seen him so anxious since he caught his tie in the duplicator. I'm sure it can't be good for him.
I don't think Cleopatra looks at all well today. Number one, she hasn't even eaten her elevenses. And I brought those sausages specially. And she's so fidgety all of a sudden. Keeps making little bird-like movements of the head.
Well, what sort of movements of the head you'd expect her to make?
Well, come and see for yourself. I'm certain she's not well.
Sure, she can't be as bad as all that.
Oh, dear me. I'm afraid you're right.
Look very peaky. Bloodshot eyes, feathers coming out. Don't like the look of this.
What are we going to do, number one?
Get a vet, of course. Look, I'll ring up that animal clinic and have them send someone as soon as possible.
Oh, dear, I hope we're not too late. Dear, where's that vet?
But he should be along any minute now, Mr. Lamb.
And where's Mr. Lennox Brown?
I don't know. As soon as he phoned the animal clinic, he dashed out with his glasses all steamed up.
Well, I've been trying to get Cleopatra to eat, but she won't have any. I wish that vet would hurry.
Look out, everyone, sir. What's his name? He's coming down the balcony.
Oh, my goodness, and no time to put up the notice board. Quick, Mildred, I'll shut the window. You draw the curtain.
Right here, Mr. Lamb. And I'd better stand in front of them.
Now, look here. That's our recruiting business. Hello, where's Lennox Brown?
I'm afraid he's out, Sir Gregory.
I can see that, Miss Mervyn, but wait a minute. You've got the curtains drawn. Why are those curtains drawn?
It's Mr. Lennox Brown, sir. He's not feeling too well today, you see. Couldn't stand the light.
Not well, Lennox Brown.
Yes, that's why he slipped out for a moment, you see. He had trouble with his breathing, and we hoped a walk might put a stop to it.
Yes, Mr. Lennox Brown, shall
we? Yes, that's right.
Good. My name's Snetherthwaite, and I've come from the clinic. Mr. Lennox Brown sent for me. Where is the poor small sausage?
Just a minute. Who did you say you were?
He's from the clinic, Sir Gregory. Mr. Lennox Brown sent for him to cure this little trouble.
Oh, more serious than I thought. What exactly are the symptoms?
The symptoms? Oh, fidgeting, loss of appetite, nervous shaking of the head.
Good heavens, I wonder what it could be.
You know, from those symptoms and the ones Mr. Lennox Brown described on the phone, I suspect Bumblefoot, Threadworm, or Scaly Leg.
What?
At worst, of course, it could be Wishbone Disease, or maybe even Scruffy Pops.
How appalling. What would cause that sort of condition?
Oh, these things are often caused by dirt, you know. Well, some of them here in London don't keep themselves too clean.
Good grief, I can hardly believe it.
Not very bright, you see. No. Well, you can't expect it with such a small head.
Yes, thank you very much. Perhaps you'd like to wait in the outer office until we have your patient ready.
By all means, yes. I can be preparing my kit. I'll have to start by scrubbing the patient's feet.
Scrubbing the patient's feet?
Yes, that's right. And then I'll give the body a good dusting over with DDT.
Well, I suppose Lennox Brown's entitled to choose his own advisors.
You were going to wait in the outer office.
Yes, all right. I'm off now. Meeting of the supply committee. pity. I'd have liked to stay and watch the treatment. Remember, sickness or no sickness, I want that RAF job sorted out.
Strange man. Reminds me of a rabid dog I had to put down once.
Was he mad?
Well, he wasn't very pleased.
The pigeon's out on the windowsill, Mr. Snethersweight. Have you got everything you need? There's a stethoscope, a thermometer. Shall I fetch you some boiling water?
No, that won't be necessary. Let's have a look at the bird. Well, she looks quite sprightly to me.
Yes, she certainly seems a lot better now. I say, look! There's a broken eggshell.
Yeah, does that mean...
I think one of them's hatched.
They're both hatched. Oh, look, there they are.
Oh, how absolutely marvellous. Oh.
Well, it seems I'm in time to offer congratulations. Yes. Well, I hope you'll all be very happy.
All right, now then, everyone, what is going on here?
Well, it's happened, number one. They've arrived, both of them. Look, what...
Oh, and you'll join us in a celebration glass of medicinal brandy, Mr. What's his name?
Yes, thank you. I'll take a small sip or six. But I must remind you, your worries aren't over yet. These squabs won't fly for 2 weeks or more, so you'll be looking after them as well as their mother.
There's this memo from Miss Deeds in admin to all offices.
All right, but don't fuss, Mildred. Oh, it's another appeal, I expect. Around this time of the year, we're asked to give something to the civil service retirement home.
Would they accept Sir Gregory, do you think?
Mrs. Lennox Brown, this is urgent. You'd better read it.
Oh, all right, so look. Starting tomorrow, workmen will be redecorating the exterior of the building.
That'll be Lord Stilton. He's always on at Miss Deeds to touch up his frontage.
Hmm? And it goes on here. The work will be done from the outside, but secretaries are asked to oblige the workmen whenever possible. See. Well, that seems fair enough, isn't it?
But don't you see? Scaffolding, painters. What's going to happen to the pigeons?
The pigeons? Oh, my goodness.
Well, you're right, Mildred, of course. It'll be pandemonium.
That'll wreck that nest in no time. And they'll scare Cleopatra off, and the babies will die.
Well, we must do something. Oh, if we could just hold them off for a few days, Starsky and Hutch would have learnt to fly, and it'd all be gone.
How about sitting in the road? Stop the lorries bringing the scaffolding. Aye, that's it. Picket the building. That'll solve the problem.
No. It'll only get worse if you picket. No, no, but if you... You've given me an idea. Get Scotland Yard on the phone, the traffic director, and don't say it's me. Say it's the Duke of Harlow at the Office of State Occasions.
Righto. I'll call from the outer office and put him through.
Duke of Harlow? There isn't one, is there? What is all this?
Mildred's right. Look, if we stop the lorries, they can't start the job.
But we can't sit in the road. It'd be... Well, it's against all my... It'd be cold and wet.
Exactly. A little bluff is called for here. That'll be my call now. Oh, hello. Is that the traffic director of Scotland Yard?
Oh, I'm Kibble here. That's the Duke of Harlow, is it?
Oh, yes, that's right. Kibble, yes. It is at the Office of State Occasion. Just wanted to check the arrangements for tomorrow's visit of the Sultan of Brobat.
Oh, what was that again, sir?
Oh, come along, please. Don't quibble, Kibble. The Sultan of Brobat. Don't tell me you're not aware of his state visit.
No, we know about it, of course. I just can't quite put my finger on the details.
Well, you better get your finger moving, hadn't you? He arrives first thing tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, does he? Yes, that's right, he does.
And you know, of course, he plans to visit Parliament tomorrow or the next day, so he'll be driving down Whitehall in his coach with the Sultana, of course.
Oh, Not much escapes our attention here, you know.
Good, good. So you're closing Whitehall to vehicles from first thing tomorrow until further notice.
Oh, are we?
Of course you are, man. don't keep me chattering. I've got to get on with the honours list.
Oh, we are absolutely closing Whitehall to traffic. until further notice, did you say?
Until further notice.
Oh, I'd have thought, that is, we thought, just till Friday night might do.
Yeah, well, very well. They should have flown away by then.
flown away?
Flown back to Brubats. Yes, oh. Yes. Anyway, thank you for your cooperation.
Not at all, sir. All part of the job.
Thank you, and goodbye. I thought I'd better not push my luck. Gives the birds 2 extra days.
2 days? Well, I hope they can learn to fly in that time. Perhaps if we stand by the window and flap our arms, they'll get the idea.
I bought it with my slice.
Come on into the NBS and get your slice.
I got it in a trice. It's easy with your slice.
I got my slice. They treat you very nice.
Come on into the NBS and get your slice.
It cost a pretty price, but I got it with my slice.
Come on into the NBS and get your slice.
Starsky, you must try. Look, like this, you see? Like this.
Oh, no, it's no use, Mr. Lamb. You've been jumping off the desk for 2 days. And Starsky just doesn't want to know.
Yes, look, you better stop, number two. You've had your teeth out twice. It really can't be good for you.
But doesn't he know it's Friday? Look, they're already unloading the scaffolding down there.
Well, I thought of getting the ban extended, but Mr. Kibble wasn't in his office. Since the whole of Scotland Yard is out looking for the Duke of Harlow.
Well, I hope they never know we were responsible. We're in enough trouble with this recruiting program. Sir Gregory said we had to get a slogan by midday.
Well, don't worry, number two. If you haven't thought of one by 11:30... I'll start thinking about it.
Yes, but what about little Starsky, sir? Can't think what's holding him back. He's got all his feathers. His mum's flown off. His brother's flown off. But he's still sitting there.
Oh, shit. In 2 minutes, it'll be too late.
Yes, and look, Sir Gregory's gone out to give the workmen their instructions.
I say, Starsky's on the move.
By Jove, yes, he's... Look at him, he's struggling out of the nest.
Oh, well done, Starsky. Here he's taking off. Look, he can fly.
Yes. I wonder if he... Well, I hope he doesn't... Starsky, don't!
Too late. I'm afraid he has.
Perhaps Sir Gregory will move.
I'm afraid he didn't.
Starsky, you are a little rascal.
Who wants Sir Gregory as furious? Look, he's shaking his fist there.
Starsky doesn't mind. He's flying up to the roof.
Oh, and his father would be very proud of him, wouldn't he?
And you know, number one, I've got that RAF slogan we wanted. How about this? Why not be just like a lark? Learn to fly and make your mark.
Very good.
Yes, excellent.
Spreading their wings as the men from the ministry tonight were John Simpson and Roger Service. Out on the ledge were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed and Tom Meehan.
Script by Edward Taylor. Production by Tom Meehan and direction by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.